Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home. We are brought to you by Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborists, LimberTree.com, North Elm Home, Furniture Accents and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, NorthElmHome.com, and Eden Design, Sustainable Landscape Design and Outdoor Architecture, EdenDesignOnline.com. And today, from the Phantom Gardener in Red Hook, Rhinebeck. Oh boy, I've lost my mind. It's for a lot of reasons. I have lost
we
my mind.
Straddle the line of Rhinebeck and Red Hook. So there you go.
You do. Perfect. They straddle the line between Rhinebeck and Red Hook, but they are miles ahead when it comes to plants, trees, and shrubs. So, yeah. Oh my God. So Juge, here we are. It's summer. It's you know, crazy in places.
Yeah, we've had some intense heat, huh?
Yeah, and the 4th of July, I reported on this last week. The 4th of July brought microbursts to lots of places. I guess New Paltz got hit, Kinderhook.
That's right.
And I keep, you know, there's probably more places in New York State that Tilson near Rosendale
Yes,
was another one. And
that's right. Pauling, I think, was another spot.
Pauling.
Pauling. Yep, Pauling. And in Connecticut, you know, it was Salisbury, my town, and False Village, Harwinton, Torrington. I mean, it was really amazing. And a lot of trees came down in all those places. And it's, you know, I've been doing cleanup for 2 weeks. You know, it's just my back from lugging branches that I can, you
Oh.
know, and picking up sticks and pruning back plants that got mashed to the ground. It's, and a lot of us are doing that. And it's kind of, you know, out there thinking, what does my garden mean to me? You know, and all those plants, you know, that I've planted over 20 plus years that are, who knows, till next spring, you know, if they're going to come back out of the ground, I don't know. I'm keeping them watered and, you know, trying to make them as happy as I can. Victoria Coyne, who was on last week, advised using Biotone. And so that you can help the root structure out. So,
yes, great.
Because you're not photosynthesizing, and that photosynthesizing process is what gets the roots good.
Right. And all the mycorrhiza in that will be so good for the roots. And I know it's so devastating. It's so hard to go through something like this. I hope that in the spring, you know, we'll see how resilient Mother Nature and plants are, because it can really be quite shocking in a good way to see what can survive.
Yeah,
But
trees. Whoo, hoo, hoo. You know, if they weren't just totally uprooted, they were sawed off, you know. And so you have tons of downed wood. Oh, and wires. I, you know, before we go any further, can I just say thank you to every tree guy, everybody who works for a tree guy, every landscape person who has really, really come forward to make, I mean, those guys are exhausted. Every time I run into one in my town, it's just like they're still working. There's so many wires down with branches in them that, and then the power companies, all those people, all the people from the internet, you know, I was without internet for almost 2 weeks. And it's just, everybody it had to regroup and just do what they could. And boy, I'm impressed.
It is impressive what people do and how they all, pull together and work in these awful situations.
And how many of the small towns, have local contractors who just like got up, in the middle of the night and just started going to work and never stopped. It's an amazing thing to be part of a community when something like this happens.
Yes, that's right.
So,
Definitely.
have you guys seen people looking for more plants?
We definitely had some folks coming in talking about some damage, and some of our employees were without power for days and days. Luckily, the big trees that went down near this one particular person's house didn't damage any of her garden, so that was good. But we've had some folks coming in talking about, yeah, now this has opened up, more sun coming in. What should I do? What am we going to plant? So, we contend with this a lot and help folks make, new selections and stuff.
So what are you recommending? I am, when this is all over, when I get my 50-foot white pines out of there, which is going to be like major because they're only about 15 feet from my house, and they're on the south side, and I relied on those trees for keeping me cool.
Ooh, right,
And
right.
so what are some good trees that aren't going to be white pines? I mean, I always have said on this show, don't plant white pines. And I didn't plant these. They were here when I got here.
Well, so are you looking to plant something that maybe stays smaller and be appropriate closer to your house that will still provide a little shade, or
Shade. I'm looking for a
you're looking
shade.
to get some
And
shade?
I don't need it to be evergreen shade because I think if I don't have evergreen shade, I'll get more solar in the winter. So it's a good time to trade out
There you go.
one for another. But it's a two-story small house, but two stories. So I want that second story to be eventually, I don't know, for somebody sometime in the future to have shade.
That's nice. Yeah, it's always great to plan for some future and shade. Red buds come to mind, although you're saying southern exposure, so you'd have to make sure it's not too hot and intense sun for either those or the native dogwoods, because those are both lovely trees that don't get too huge but do provide some shade eventually. Even like Amelanchier serviceberry, you could get a nice kind of shrubby tree to do maybe a natural shade, provide shade down the line there. Those are lovely.
I lost on my north side, an oak tree came down on my roof, a big, huge, that was an amazing adventure. And I lost a nine bark that was really tall, and I lost a really old shad bush, an Alamankir, so
Okay.
on the north side. So I, and I loved, and the birds loved both of those trees. They
Oh,
loved
yes.
hanging out in those trees.
Yeah. Definitely. That will be, maybe you want to replace with something very similar, if not the same, because boy, that nine bark is just so lovely.
They're gone.
Oh, so sorry, Sally.
That's okay. I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see if anything shoots up from the ground
Right.
because so many things do,
That's what I was saying. Certainly not your large trees, but that in the spring, it may just be amazing to see what shrubs and things like that will sprout.
Yeah, so I'm not really looking forward to anything, but I am just really hopeful that we have a We don't have a horrible drought, which we're having, and that some of these things will have a chance to come back. So, okay, so we're going to take a quick break. I'm picking Juju's brain about what I'm going to do. Oh gosh, so sad to lose your garden, and it's just such a it's a complicated thing to analyze your feelings for your garden. That's I've been doing this show for 25 years, and I'm kind of blown away by what my garden really means to me. So, wait. So we're going to take a quick break. Garden Show in Home brought to you by the Phantom Gardener. Still organic from the start, sustainable for the future on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years, open year round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Taking a quick break, we'll be right back.